you know, we find all types in this beautiful town of ours on the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. We ran into a DJ the other day, and Revel Psych has been busting down walls and playing sets and his instruments for the Influence Show. Now, that's how Abby found him. Guess what? Mag is also a caterer. It's Eats and Beats Wednesday. We're about to introduce you to the Bomb Enchilada.
Mag, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good, good.
Much better now. Hey, look, here's how it's going to go. Carlos and Abby are going to talk to you and ask questions. I'm going to go get a plate.
No. Sorry, Steve. You're going to talk. I'm going out to get the first plate.
All right, then go do that. Mag, welcome to KUVO.
Thank you.
Straight out of El Paso, Juarez.
Yes, sir.
What's your approach to the enchilada?
Well, I tried to, first with the red ones and stuff, I try to keep it as traditional, you know, like how you see over there is very common. You see like street vendors selling enchiladas, you know what I mean? And so that's something that I feel is kind of really missing over here. You know, I feel like over here you see a lot of places dedicated to burritos or tortas or tacos, but when do you ever see a place just for enchiladas? You know what I mean?
Right.
And over there, you'll be walking around and you'll see that. So that was my main approach. But once I started doing it, then I also want to experiment with the flavors and kind of, you know, step away with the traditional, which is what I brought you guys today. I got you my green and my red, and the red are more traditional. The green are a little bit more, you know, just kind of infusing more flavors and stuff like that. But yeah, my main goal with that, with bringing the enchiladas, was I always felt they were just kind of always left as a, like, afterthought. You know, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, it's a combination plate. It might have a taco, chile relleno, and then a little sorry enchilada at the end of the plate.
little sorry cheese enchilada.
Yeah, exactly.
Just cheese, queso nada más.
Yeah, exactly. So my goal with this was, like, you know, I want to exemplify the enchiladas. You know what I mean? I feel like everybody, you know, there's people doing great tacos, great tortas, but nobody's doing bomb enchiladas the way I am.
My man. Enchiladas happen to be my favorite of the Mexican dishes.
All right, then you need to go get your plate.
I'm going to hold steady here for a little bit, out of respect.
No, help yourselves.
Mag is here representing, getting some respect for the enchilada. The name, the Bomb Enchilada, of course, it just sounds so natural.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think I just came up with it after trying to think really hard for a name, and then I was just like, you know, I'm just going to let it flow. But it's been perfect, because a lot of times when I do farmers markets or stuff, people, I don't even notice the name, you know, they'll just buy it, they'll walk away like, oh, these are bomb, and I'll just point to the sign, I'm like, yeah, it's a bomb. I'm like, oh, that's what's up, you know what I mean?
But these are the bomb.
Yeah, so yeah, I think it's really fitting, and I'm happy with the name, because a lot of people complimented it. I didn't think too much about it. I was just like, well, they were going to be bomb enchilada, so bomb enchilada.
Yeah, and it worked out really well.
Yeah.
That's the website as well, the bomb enchilada.com, with an amazing menu here, including, I mean, you cover the bases, you got to cover the burritos and the taco platter, but really this is interesting. Respect on the enchilada, which is usually they're laid up there and then you just throw the sauce down and you don't know what's under there.
Exactly.
Kind of like you said.
Well,
yours are distinctly presented.
Yes, sir.
As Abby will post on our social medias later.
Happily, yes.
Thank you.
So it's a catering service.
Yes, sir.
Right? You don't have a restaurant.
No.
You have
yet.
A truck?
No. Yeah,
just catering.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was kind of shooting for the truck when I first started, but so I'm a wedding DJ as well, so I was already kind of in the wedding world a little bit before, so I kind of started observing, and I'm like, it seems that there's a lot of opportunity in the wedding industry, you know, and I could bypass, you know, the food truck is nice, but it's kind of the same as like street vending. It's like some days can be great, some days you're there and nothing shows up, and I like catering because, you know, you show up already knowing how many people are going to be there, you know what it is, so it just seemed like more of a fit to where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Do you use the traditional corn tortillas?
The maíz. I have used the nixtamal for certain stuff, but honestly, for the most, you know, I try to like keep prices down. We just go to local tortillerias in the morning of, so that's really how I try to keep it fresh. I want to get to the capacity where we make them fresh, but for now, what I just do is the day of, I'll just go to the tortilleria that day, get them fresh made, and then. But in the future, definitely, I like to use more just the nixtamal. I believe is what it's called, which is like it's properly processed or something. I'm not too sure on the scientific end of it.
Right.
Well, let's go down the row here. We see the green sauce, the red sauce, and then there's something with pineapples. So start. Any special secret on the green?
Yeah. So the green is really what
authentic
El Paso? My staple. Yeah. I that's just Tomatillo Serrano. But really, that's what the base for my green enchilada sauce. I only take that, and then I have one where I do almond cream, and when I do the almond cream or almond milk. Yeah. With the green ones, and if I do a vegetarian filling and no cheese, it kind of checks all the boxes too for people with allergies. So it's gluten-free, vegan, dairy-free. So with that, that's why that's perfect, you know, being that they're corn tortillas and stuff. But yeah, anyways, I'm saying that's just my main sauce, really, that I add more stuff. And then we have the pineapple habanero that you're mentioning. That's just more for, like, dipping and stuff like that. But, yeah, really, that's my main forte, again, which is more the enchiladas. I love sauces. I love, you know, if I eat a burger, I put ketchup, mustard, buffalo. Everything has to be wet and soggy. And I think Denver fills me with the... or all Colorado with the smothered. When I got here, I never really seen smothered burritos back in Texas. Same. And over here, everything is smothered, you know. But I looked at it, I'm like, that's just like a whole big enchilada. You know what I mean? I don't get how enchiladas are bigger out here because it's really like a big one. So, yeah. But I agree with that. I like all my food smothered in sauces. So really, that's what I focus more on my food is really the sauces. Because I feel like you could have, you know, any plate, any chicken, or whatever, but you put a good sauce on it and it's amazing. So,
So where does the love for cooking come from?
Honestly, I think about it sometimes. I used to always watch cooking shows as a kid. Like, I think I used to want to be a chef when I was a kid, and sometimes it trips me out. I'm like, I'm doing what I wanted to do. Obviously, through time, it changed, so that's why I forget. And, like, you know, in time, like, okay, now I want to do this. But then when I think about it, I'm like, I really wanted to be a cook when I first started, and that's just from never having cable or anything. You know, there was, like, I watched PBS. I watched what was, like, the Emerald, you know, the guy
Emerald
that
was show.
Emerald. Yeah. Yeah, or what is the older lady, the Italian one? Julia.
Julia Childs.
Yeah,
okay.
Julia Childs and stuff. And then once I got older, Anthony Bourdain. Yeah, exactly. So I used to watch all those free programs and then, you know, Bourdain and stuff. And then eventually, you know, I just started working in kitchens. You know, I went from dishwashing to, you know, working fast food. Eventually, I got to Denver where working in nicer and nicer restaurants. And eventually, I got to the point where I'm like, you know, I need to do this on my own.
Okay. Well, now the other side. Just quickly, you're also an artist.
Yes, sir.
An artist. You play music. You're part of the Westward Underground Music Fest recently.
Yes.
And everything else. So where does that come from?
So that's really my main passion. I grew up, you know, in El Paso. It was like a big punk rock scene, but it was very inviting. You know, it was ska, reggae, punk, and then eventually, you know. So I always grew up in that. Even though I didn't play or anything when I was young, I always grew up around all my friends were in bands and stuff. But when I discovered computers and how I didn't need a whole band to organize and set up rehearsals and stuff, I'm like, I could do everything. I could program the drums. I could, you know, sample this, sample that, play this, play that. So once I realized I could produce everything myself, I'm like, I'm going to do it, you know, because a lot of the time with me, it was, you know, the coordination of a band. You know, that's why when I look at this big jazz combos of like 9-10 people, how do they do it? How do they find the time to get all these people together to rehearse, you know? Yeah. But so and then eventually I went to school for audio engineering. And I got a degree in audio engineering and a minor in music business. But that's just my main focus is really I just love making good music. You know, my goal is to make something for I see my stuff as cinematic. So, you know, like scores and stuff like that, you know, for movies and things. But really, music is my driving passion.
Mag is with us. He is Revel Psych is the band. The music expression. The food expression is called the Bomb Enchilada. Some respect for the wrapping under the sauce. Yeah. But you shouldn't be that way. You should see it. You should relish it. Yeah. You should taste it, which is what we're going to do. Yeah. The website is thebombenchilada.com. Mag, man, thank you.
No, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man.
No,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
So we're gonna go out there and start eating here.
Let's go.
That pineapple habanero's got my name on it.
Let's go, please. I hope you guys enjoy it. But thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming by.
No,
really
of course.